When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South. And in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Red Sox unable to get it done last night in extra innings and a 4 o'clock first pitch today. They will hope to avoid the sweep. And you can hear all of that here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app. But right now, Courtney with today's news.
President Trump has put a 90-day pause on tariffs for most nations. He put that on yesterday. At the same time, he did raise the tax rate on Chinese imports up 125%. Here's Trump.
Look, nothing's over yet, but we have a tremendous amount of spirit from other countries, including China. China wants to make a deal. They just don't know how quite to go about it. I did a 90-day pause for the people that didn't retaliate, because I told them, if you retaliate, we're going to double it. And that's what I did with China, because they did retaliate.
Okay.
All right. I don't really know. Like, the terrorist thing is kind of confusing.
It feels like a war in our wallets. That's what it feels like. It does. Retaliate. So then you put a pause. But then what's going to happen after the 90 days?
Well, I mean, I like listening to those who have experience with this one. If you get a chance, we all know Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary's done a lot of business in China. Mm-hmm. And he talks all the time about how the Chinese government does not follow any kind of international law requirements anywhere. So they will allow their companies to steal intellectual property from the United States, things that we have created.
I call it IP.
Curtis calls it IP.
Yep.
And they will go and then start manufacturing these products cheaper than the United States can, because people work in a factory and make $6 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will turn around and sell it to us here.
Right.
Cheaply, and it's been stolen, and we ought to be able to find a way to level the playing field. So we shall see what happens.
Well, what's wrong with what they're doing?
Well, they're stealing our – if you had an idea, like, for instance, you have taken claim intellectual property-wise on the road shows.
No, I never said that.
if that idea were to be stolen by China And then they were doing road shows and roadshow merch, but they were selling it cheaper than the roadshow merch that we have.
Right.
To benefit the Greg Hill Foundation, you'd be pissed.
No, I mean, didn't you just tell me just like, hey, that's the way the world works. Don't be upset.
Oh, right? Full circle right there. Good job. Right.
Yeah.
Now, Elizabeth Warren went off saying that she's going to investigate whether or not this was a manipulation of the market so people could profit.
Okay.
We have.
This is Rich. We have audio?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Donald Trump is trashing our economy. There's confusion. There's chaos. No one knows what the tariffs will be tomorrow or the next day or next week or next month. But here's what we do know. Are prices still going up? Yes. Are businesses still wary about investing? Yes. And right before Donald Trump declared that some of his tariffs were off again, he sent out a message to his billionaire buddies. He posted, "This is a great time to buy." Was that market manipulation? Was it corruption in plain sight? Yeah. We need an independent investigation into market manipulation because Americans need to know.
If anyone would know how to manipulate the stock market in the United States of America, it would be a sitting U.S. congressperson. Those people go in there, regular Joe, and 3-4, and this is, by the way, both Republicans and Democrats. They're worth millions and millions of dollars on a $200,000 salary. How does that happen?
Why don't we have someone who is going to represent all Americans and create a bill and call it the McConnell-Pelosi bill, where you ban all sitting members of Congress from investing in the stock market during their time of public service.
And the president and the cabinet, everybody.
All elected officials and those that serve those that are elected.
Here, Curtis.
Information relating to this.
Yeah.
Because these people, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi, both didn't come from, you know, the Vanderbilt fame. They arrived with relatively humble beginnings. And they each are worth combined over $500 million.
Yeah. One of the best follows on X is an account that literally just follows Nancy Pelosi's stock trade.
Right. You can invest like Nancy invests and become a millionaire.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like there's literally nobody within the sound of our voice that would be against that.
Also, the president wasn't telling only his billionaire buddies to buy the dip yesterday. He told the world on social media, so anybody could have bought the dip.
Might be a dumb question I have about this.
Were you asking whether it was French onion or ranch?
I like French onion over ranch when it comes to dipping sauces or condiments. What would it be? A dip?
Dip is a whole. It's not a sauce it's a thing you
spread?
Eat.
It's a spread.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, why would Trump manipulate the market in that way if his best friend and Elon Musk was going to lose billions of dollars? Like, wouldn't that be an issue?
I don't think it was a market manipulation.
Okay.
But obviously Elizabeth
probably for the ratings.
Others.
I don't know. Curtis does the ratings.
Right. This is Congress's attempt to do the Celtics Lakers final.
Right. I'm getting a popsicle headache in between tariffs and all this other stuff.
Well, I just not doing this for the ratings. 978 texter.
How does it affect my pocket?
Right. My favorite is that each side was saying Republicans yesterday morning were saying, it's part of the process. This is going to be a painful couple months, but we'll see on the other side. And the other side was saying, they're tanking the market. This is ruining my 401k. And then Trump flips. And the Republicans were saying, what a brilliant move. We're getting our money back. And the liberals were mad that the stocks weren't taking.
So should I just wait like 3-5 years?
Just stay off the internet and let things settle.
Listen to Greg and Curtis, and then we can go ask Ken the same question and see the two.
No. But this is more like a money thing.
Right.
So like, do I wait 3-5 years and kind of see?
Were you planning on cashing your 401k
now? No, I wasn't.
Most people aren't. So,
it'll go back.
It's the market. Yeah. Annually,
fluctuates.
Traditionally has a 20% adjustment every year. So I'd wait it out.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. I would be terrified of anybody that believes their side is right because everyone in Congress and our elected officials are all selfish a-holes.
Yeah.
An MBTA train hit a tractor trailer yesterday in Canton. The truck driver jumped out of the tractor before it was hit, luckily, but a passenger from the train was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Here's Adam McCullough, who captured the moment on video speaking to BZ.
It was literally like watching a YouTube video, you know, looking at the screen and being like, oh my God, like, is this really happening? And it just plowed right through the truck. And, the guy jumped out, obviously, before, which was great.
Oh, yeah. No, that's great. Thank you. So we just got stuck in the middle of the track?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
That's classic case.
Wow.
Because they have to stop, right? Don't
they? Is that him walking away? Yeah. I would have been running away.
I know. Yeah. Well, he could see how fast the train's coming, so...
Yeah. Oh, God.
Train wasn't going that fast. Jillian Lauren Schreiner, a journalist and an author, as well as the wife of the Weezer bassist Scott Schreiner, suffered a non-life-threatening injury after she was hit in a shootout with police. This all went down in L.A. after authorities say she pointed a gun at an officer who was searching for a hit-and-run suspect in a residential L.A. neighborhood.
Why did she point a gun?
So this is weird. She was booked on suspicion of attempted murder, but the weirdest part about this whole thing is that authorities say she was not involved in the hit-and-run. Was she pointing at, like, she wasn't trying to get away. When I first started reading the story, I said, oh, she must have been the person that that caused the hit and run.
Right, right.
And but it wasn't.
So the cops just rolled up on her, and as soon as they rolled up on her, she just pulls out her gun?
Yeah. She's okay, though? But
she's going to be okay, but it's all being investigated.
Weezer rejoin, Chime?
Maybe we look just like Buddy Holly.
Yeah, Buddy Holly.
Done.
Yeah. Or Hashpipe.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What's next?
This is sad. Pedro Martinez says he still has family members unaccounted for after that roof collapse at a nightclub in the DR Tuesday morning. The collapse has killed more than 100 people with more than 250 people injured. Here's Pedro from his Instagram.
It's my turn to actually send condolences to all of our family members and the people here in the United States that have family over there. We're all sad. We're all affected by the tragedy.
Because it seemed like it was a big popular venue, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
There was an artist performing that night, so a lot of people were there.
And you said the death toll is
over 100.
Over 100.
Jesus,
yeah.
Is awful.
Awful. We have some fun with 911.
And now it's fun with 911.
911, what's your emergency?
Dylan Johnson, a guy in Windsor Forest, Georgia, is outraged because he said he called 911 after his wife saw someone snooping around their house and believed that their house was being broken into while she was home alone with their 5-month-old child.
Potential intruder.
Yes. Okay. So he calls 911 only to be shocked by the 911 dispatcher ordering a McGriddle from McDonald's during their call.
We call this pulling a Chime.
Wait, how is this possible? They're in the drive-thru receiving the 911?
No.
It's called forwarding. No, my mother used to have it.
They're putting the order in while they got the 911 emergency call in one hand and the McDonald's order.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know you could call in a McDonald's order.
Or he's calling to somebody else. No, there's no audio for it. It's just him speaking. He says that he called 3 times before somebody picked up, finally gets somebody on the phone, and he can hear them say, uh-huh, McGriddle, uh-huh. Then turn back to Johnson. I'm sorry, what? The incident is under review. But I think that what was going on was the dispatcher was talking to somebody else who was going out to get the order.
Oh, okay. All right, so say, hey, listen, grab me a McGriddle when you're going out there. Hold on, what's the address again? Police will be there in 5 minutes.
We actually do have audio of the call if you want to hear
it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can listen to it a little bit.
Uh-huh. McGriddle? Sorry, what?
Well, I mean, she was probably telling somebody who was making a breakfast, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
You want to get
still,
that right.
I mean,
hold on. You don't want to get your order jacked up. I mean, we've all been there before. It's like, damn.
911 dispatcher probably should wait till the call's over.
Was the McGriddle on the list of the worst fast food things that you could order? The most harmful? I can't remember. Was something on breakfast?
It was like the big breakfast.
Yeah, it was the big breakfast.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's take a 90-day pause on tariffs and the news.
Okay.
And we will get to the rest of it coming up, and then Mike Milbury will join us at 8:30 on a Bruins Thursday. But right now, Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Celtics were without the top six of their rotation, falling to the Magic 96-76. Peyton Pritchard led with a double-double, 15 points and 10 assists. Luka made his return to Dallas for the first time since the trade to L.A. last night. He dropped 45 in the Lakers' 112-97 road win. The Red Sox drop another to the Blue Jays, 2-1, the final in 11 innings at Fenway. Here's Alex Cora talking about the lack of adjustments from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
We got to make adjustments. We have to as a group, you know. But I trust our players. I trust this group. You know, it's one bad night. We're going to show up tomorrow and try to win the game.
I mean, they currently lead the league when it comes to strikeouts. Right. So there's an issue there. 14 of them last night.
Yep.
I think 30 so far in this series, and I get it. It's a long season, and it's cold at Fenway Park, and so
are we good?
They're not going torpedoes, so
they should start getting torpedoes.
Take them a little while.
Or heated bats, maybe.
Are we also going to talk about Alex Bregman's 3 errors so far this season?
Yeah, they were struggling the other night. Him and Christian Campbell had to come.
Courtney, you're right. If that were Devers, it would be a major story.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they also, I think, lead the league, Curtis. This is for a caller of this radio program when it comes to turning double plays.
Yeah, I still think it was a whiff to not ask Middlebrooks about that. I mean, what a great point.
They've got the last one with Toronto tonight. 4-10 start with Walker Buehler getting the start opposing Chris Bassett. And you deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience a thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Lenny DiNardo will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You could kick things off with Dan Ball at 3:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Bruins have Chicago in town. Puck drop is at 7 tonight. We have the Frozen Four tonight as well. Denver taking on Western Michigan at 5. Then Penn State has BU at 8:30. You can listen to both of those games on 8:50 a.m. The Masters has kicked off so far this morning. It started at 7:45, but the teeing off of Colin Morikawa is until 9:45. Then we've got Scottie Scheffler at 10:15, Rory McIlroy at 1:12, John Rahm is at 1:34.
Be honest, does Santo make those pimento sandwiches at home?
No, but maybe I should surprise him with that.
Yes.
A little romantic gesture
yes.
for all the heat he takes on this show.
Yes.
Oh, I might do that.
Yeah. Deliver. Does he, when watching the Masters, does he ever do it Winnie the Pooh?
No.
Oh.
He's not a Winnie the Pooh guy. Okay.
That's John
Cox. And ever said nope. And I did hear from Santo this morning. He said, I love you and I love putting in our living room.
Okay.
So there
isn't
you go.
Isn't that putting your living room doing Winnie the Pooh style?
No.
Bing, 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 bing.
The Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, 35 degrees in Boston. It's going to be 40 this afternoon. Greg, good news. Sunset 7:20 tonight.
I love it. We just need the temperature to go up, Curtis.
That's it.
It is. Just keep putting in your living.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to get there.
Well, I know there's news to get back to, but it is a Bruins Thursday, and we will check in with Mike Milbury momentarily, and then Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, will join us at 9 for the front office report tomorrow on this show. I'm assuming, Wiggy, weekly wrap-up from Acrobatic.
Yeah.
Tough to beat the last couple weeks. Those guys, they spit some rhymes, I'll tell you.
His pen game is vicious, so he should be good.
That will be on tomorrow's show.
And I've been taking abuse all morning about my master's take. So I just want to, it's a bat call out to all the women that listen to the show. Women numbers are up.
Okay.
And so I want you to send me video. The biggest hardos, your significant others being the biggest hardos. Men also, if your lady friend is a big golf hardo, please send that along too. At Coco Cox, best ones. I am going to share with everybody on Monday.
So Courtney's take, if you weren't listening this morning, was that the Masters. I don't want to speak for you, but there are men who portend to be watching the Masters all weekend long. And they're not necessarily as into it as they may act like.
Correct.
Is that the way to summarize?
They're napping
what you
during
said?
It, and then they also like the group messages are crazy. Then they're practicing their golf swing in the living room. They're yelling like, "Rory, you suck!" It's all just a show.
I mean, I think Curtis was spot on earlier when he said that he shouldn't reveal these kind of things publicly, but. Most guys are just using it as a reason to get away from the family for a few hours here and there.
You know what the other thing is, which, you know, most significant others probably aren't aware of, is that you go with your son to the park on Saturday morning doing your, you know, like every Sunday morning it's all guys in football season so they can be free from 1 to 4. And you get up there and, you know, James is using the slide, boom, Masters app. You're watching it while you're supposed to be parenting. It's a great sneak out, and then you get back home. You're like, oh, I can finally put the Masters on. Win-win.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's a great weekend. Year. Can we just have this weekend for the love of God?
That's it.
It is very hard to be a male in the country these days. I feel for you.
I'm with you.
In this economy?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So if you're a Masters widow like Courtney, then just you want content.
I want all the content.
Surreptitiously, what is...
At Coco Cox, I will be going through my DMs all weekend long and saving my favorite ones. I will be sharing the best ones on Monday. And we could pick the biggest hardo.
I bet there's some hard ones out there.
Mike Milbury is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh by findmassmoney.gov, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Time Out Market. Time Out Market Boston showcases the very best of Boston under one roof. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Or should I say, ca-ca!
There you go, ca-ca!
Nailed it.
How are you? Are you going to spend some time with the Masters this weekend?
Yeah, maybe a little. I'm not that glued to the television. I mean, it's, you know, it's a big event for golf. I play badly, but I'll watch it a little bit. I'm not gonna be glued to the television all weekend thinking
Wiggy,
it's the
Wiggy will not. Well, he acts like he won't watch a minute of it.
I won't. I will not turn on. Is it on regular television or is it like on the golf channel?
It's on ESPN.
Yeah,
I think it's ESPN today, and then we go CBS on Saturday or tomorrow, CBS?
I think like you can catch a lot of it like on Paramount Plus.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I will not watch 1 second of it. Got to finish Pinky Blinders.
Cap.
Ain't no cap. Believe that.
Yeah, it is.
Believe that. I hate golf.
This is the first time you watched Pinky Blinders?
I'm first time I watched it. I'm on season 5 right now.
It's dark, isn't it?
I love it. I love all British shows. Pause. I'm a BBC guy.
What are you doing this afternoon?
Probably watch a few little Peaky Blinders, hit the gym.
What do you again?
And then I might
what
go.
What are you doing this afternoon?
I might come to your master's event.
Oh, you're coming to a master's party. That's fraudulent.
No, but I won't watch it. I'm going there for the prosciutto mozzarella wraps.
I think it's fraudulent.
That's the only reason why
I'm
going.
Declared this morning, you jumped on Courtney and said, "Oh, I'm now."
Where is the event?
Who watches golf? You're attending a master's party.
Where's the master's party at?
At the Capitol Grill.
Okay.
You really
think I'll be watching? Anything to do. It's like when we go to Marathon Monday. I don't look up at the television. I'm there for the wraps and the lollipop lamb chops.
All right.
I'm going to go to the forum for the debate on a new police station in Mashpee tonight.
Oh.
$37 million. You should see it. There's rats running all over the place in the police station.
Damn.
It's terrible. And then they're not even in the jail cells.
Oh. Wow. I mean, certainly the Cape is overrun by aggressive tourists all summer long, so you probably need a new police station. I mean,
no question about it. It's not safe. It's not fair. And these are our guys that we count on, right? There's another question I have for you though. When we go to my sister's place, my place by the sea in June, she usually has Hump Day on Wednesday, which is like bringing a DJ and dancing.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to have that switch to Thursday, or should just go with a regular quiet meet and greet?
Let's do it Thursday.
So we're going to have a DJ and all that. Okay. Yeah. Oh, Curtis doesn't want a DJ.
I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot of noise.
Greg, you can get back to your grinding days.
Yes. Right.
You and DMs. Yeah.
Maybe you can even get on the ones and twos, get back to your old school days playing some of those records.
Oh, I could jump on on the wax and spin some wax.
That's it. Bring some of your bring your crate with your records.
I know top five, like off the top of my head, top five records that gets everybody out on the dance floor.
All right. What are they?
I'd probably start with Give It Up by Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Okay.
This poor DJ is going to get judged the entire time. Greg's going to be like, I wouldn't do that here.
Baby, give it up. Then I would probably
go. What about Hot Stepper?
I would probably go to December 1963, Oh What a Night.
Oh What a Night.
By the Four Seasons.
Back in 60.
Then maybe a little Hot Chocolate.
Hot Chocolate. Okay.
And then I would probably segue into a
right
banger.
Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy.
I would go old school banger that is not only a dance, like a little dance number, but also you can sing along. Probably go with Build Me Up Buttercup.
Oh, way to push out all of
so
your
we'll just
audience.
Forget about the DJ
30.
And just hire Greg.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that was a great job by Greg, because when you get really old, you need to have time to think of the names of the songs. So he did these preambles as a means of acting like he was explaining it, but he was really searching for the title.
And then he'll finish off with Don't Stop Believing.
No, I'd probably finish up with a classic, a long-time classic.
All right.
Bong Song.
That
gets the people going.
It really does.
Probably,
gets the people going. Mike, are you a big dancer?
Well, after a certain number of alcoholic beverages, I will be known to shake a leg.
Wow.
But it's ugly. It's ugly.
Wiggy had an interesting lead this week about Alex Ovechkin. You want to get Mike Milbury to weigh in on that?
Oh, yeah. So, Mike, it was really about Wayne Gretzky more than anything, where I said, I think what Wayne Gretzky did, he was the most, my opinion, most dominant player in all of sports history in
all
any
time,
sport.
In any sport.
Wow.
Statistically, because he was so far ahead. And when I went and looked, I was like, all right, looking at some of these guys, and I'm like, this guy had four 200-point seasons, and the closest active player is at 150. But during that time, he was so far ahead of everybody else dominance-wise. And I don't count championships. I'm just strictly talking about his dominance as a statistical player.
Statistically, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what was amazing about him is he never quit on a shift. Like, the score could be 6-2 in favor of his team, and the next shift he'd be looking for more. He never stopped looking for more. That was a remarkable thing. There are a lot of guys that just put it into neutral when the game gets out of control, but he never did that. He just kept on pushing, kept on looking for opportunities to, you know, push the envelope further, and that's why he's the greatest.
Mike, it doesn't seem as impressive now after Wiggy talking about Ovechkin, but Pasta having another 100-plus point season is his third straight. For a guy like that, do you take into account how dominant he is on the ice as the potential for captain next season? Do the guys inside a dressing room respect a guy like that more?
I think you need to have a captain that has a resume, but you also have to have a captain that has some ability to relate. I think the kid has matured. I don't know what other choices there are in the locker room. Maybe Charlie McAvoy, but he hasn't quite found his stride. I think Pastrnak probably will get it, but you know, it's a great honor, but it's a little bit overrated. You know, just because you put a C on your sweater doesn't mean all of a sudden you're going to captain the ship. And that belongs to the coach. I mean, it's a great honor, and there are certain responsibilities to go with it. You know, you need to straighten people out when they get out of line, or you need to encourage people to do more at certain points. But by and large, I mean, Pastrnak's ability to put the puck in the net is far more important than whether he wears a C or not.
His team has gone through several coaches the past few seasons. What kind of a guy would you look for if you were Cam Neely and Don Sweeney to coach this team going forward?
He has to fit the profile of the team that they're going to put together. And that team is not going to be middle-aged, I would assume. They're going to be young. They're going to be probably in need of training. They're going to be in need of you know, reining in once in a while. You know, when guys are in their young 20s or early 20s, mid-20s, they're likely to be a little bit more frisky and a little less focused. So I'm looking at a younger guy. I'm looking at somebody that's probably right now is probably grooming people at the college level or maybe at the American League level. I don't have enough of a handle on who the personnel would be, but I'm looking for somebody that's young, that can communicate, that can relate, and that still has enough chutzpah that he can walk into the room and command it.
So not one of the veteran recycled
No, absolutely.
Torts type people.
No. I think that would be a great mistake. I think that would be, you know, you're going to need somebody that can crack the whip once in a while, but it's also, you know, the new player here in the new day and age needs to be, you know, feathered a little bit from time to time. But it's going to take a guy that's very current with the younger player and their attitude, and a guy that can be knowledgeable in the course of the game, change it with some strategy. So I think it's a big role, but before that becomes my concern, it's just filling the positions that they need to fill. I mean, I'm glad that Geeky now has 30 goals. That's a great sign. Pasta with another 100-point season is a great sign. Lindholm, you know, I don't think he's certainly not a top-line center, but at least he's played a little bit better, so it'll give you some hope that maybe he can play on the second line if he's got good wingers around him. But the personnel is the first and foremost goal of changing this team around, and the coach obviously will be important, but he'll go as far as good players will take him.
Mike, when you talk about that personnel, it's interesting because how do you go from a team just a few years ago where you break the NHL record for points in a season, and then the following year you're still a really good team, to now one of the worst teams in the NHL with, I don't want to say the same guys, but a good group of players. Is the personnel just that bad on this team where they're going to have to do a complete overhaul to get back to being a playoff contender?
You know, that it's, I mean, they were in playoff contention not long ago. They weren't in championship contention not that long ago. But just think of the centers of 3 years ago when they set the record. They had Bergeron, they had Krejci, and Charlie Coyle was their third-line center. There wasn't a better lineup in hockey down the middle. I mean, there may have been some better players than Bergeron or Krejci in the middle, but for depth chart purposes, it was as good as it gets, and that evaporated within, you know, the two guys that were up front were gone, and all of a sudden there was nobody there to replace them. They traded away a lot of their draft picks. They didn't have anything in Providence to look forward to, and now they're stuck with that reality. And so it's going to take some magic. I don't think you're going to get guys out of this draft that are going to be impact players in year one. You know, maybe down the line you'll get somebody that can play regularly for them. I see that there are a lot of centers in contention for high draft picks, but, you know, they're going to have to be, they're going to have to suffer for a year or two, in my opinion. And so are we.
Curtis, Courtney, cover your ears. You like BU getting it all done when it comes to Frozen Four beginning this evening?
I do. I think they have as good a chance as anybody, and they've been there before. And the coach seems to have a pretty good handle on how to crack the whip when he needs to and coax them into a good position. I think they. I'm going to be watching that game. Should be fun.
Jay Pandolfo is a guy that a lot of people bring up whenever we bring up the next coach of the Bruins.
Yeah, and I can see he would merit consideration. And that's the kind of guy I'm talking about. Does he have the, you know, he seemed to be a quiet guy. I mean, I'm not looking for, you know, a huge presence in terms of being a big guy, but he has to have some kind of command of the room. I don't know how he does that, but certainly his results have been impressive, and he'd have to be in consideration to have a look, and they know him.
Mike, if this team is kind of like the roster is depleted of like high-end talent, and it looks like it could be several years to where they're back contending, do you think next year is Cam and Sweeney's like hot seat year?
That's what I was going
to
ask.
And if so, how do they really – how are you able to bring them back after next year when there's probably a good chance that you're not a very good hockey team?
You know, they have to show that the team is heading in the right direction. I don't think you can expect a complete turnaround, although, you know, Washington has done it miraculously in a very short period of time, just 2 years. But they have to show that they've filled some of the spots that need to be filled, particularly at center, as I mentioned. They have to show that this team can play with consistency, that Lindholm can play to his ability and not just kind of dance through another season. I know he's missed most of the season. He's making a lot of money. He's a two defenseman that's got to play 25 minutes a game. And McAvoy has to round himself out. So you've got to see progression. And Swayman, I mean, Swayman's played well in the last couple of games. God bless him. Needs to go to summer school for social relations, I think, and learn to keep his mouth shut once in a while. But those guys are, you know, those are key performers, and they have to get back to their level of excellence, and hopefully Pastrnak and Geeky stay at where they're at. And then they have to see that the personnel is starting to change, that there is some hope in the personnel positions. But at some point, they have to be on the hot seat. Everybody is in this business.
Mike Milbury, thank you. Mark your calendars. Celebrity bartender and guest DJ night on June 26th at My Place by the Sea in Rockport.
Mm-hmm.
And that
all right,
is the,
hump day.
The pregame for the road show, and we will talk to you next week, Mike Milbury. When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
I love infuriating some in the Twitch chat with my air instrumentals. Happen to be on the organ on that Spencer Davis Group number. I'm like Tristan Cassis. I like trolling everybody. So, speaking of that, we are about 10 minutes away from the front office report, and it will be for the first time this young season, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, who joins us in about 10 minutes.
My guy, Craig. And can I say this? We talked about it earlier, but I thought I would never see the day that I would compare Bill Belichick to Greg Hill, and they both have gotten soft. I have seen, like, listen to the audio of Bill.
Do you mean physically or how
No. Listen to the audio of Bill, coach at UNC. I know we talked about it earlier.
Yeah, we talked about it
earlier. Wow.
What? Well, they're both happy and in love, so that makes sense.
Talk about
what do you mean by
man?
Soft?
Like, he's just
not,
like
he's not dropping
usually
F-bombs.
It's like, God damn it, damn it, start it over, start this effing period over again.
He's just getting into it with the young fellas. And
I could get some kid from Chapel Hill High School to do. And he's just so like he's so nice now.
Isn't it sad that this is how it's ending? You're in the ACC.
He's so
you're
nice.
Not even at the best school for football in the ACC. Like, this guy 5 years ago was better than Lombardi. No. Now we're sitting here and he's getting ready for Wake Forest.
But what if they end up having an unbelievable season?
Maybe that's how you have to deal with not only college athletes, but today's professional athlete as well. Maybe you can never raise your voice.
He did it just a couple of years ago.
You have some of the audio. Go ahead, Sean. Let it rip.
We got one-on-one. Mondo, we got to get the gloves on these guys. Just holding on every play, usually twice. Hey, good route. That's the right idea. It's close.
Good job on the split safeties. We hit them in no huddle. We hit them here. At least we're throwing the ball to the right place.
Second down. We're live. Tackle in front. Tackle in front. This is live. It's live. Tackle in front. Stay out the quarterback.
Come up the edge and this is run. You don't want me to get him from the side. Do you?
No. We know you got him.
Get on the sideline. Tag off. Tag off. Stay up the quarterback. Tag off on the runners. This is not live. This is not live, but we're competing here. You got a lot of pressure anyway. Just clear him. That'll clear him. All right. Here we go. First down. Hold on. Ready, 4 seconds. We'll put it on the 9. Good call, Bobby. You're getting those. You're getting a lot of those. Like, damn near every call you make is a good call. I'm telling you.
He's happy.
He's so nice.
That is a guy who is in his 70s and is happy with the decision he made, happy where he is in life, and happy with his personal life. That is a man who is happy.
He's so nice. Like, even when he said, like...
You really think deep down, Courtney, he's happy he's coaching in the ACC?
Yeah, I think he's enjoying it. You can ask me a million times.
He is different, though.
Oh, he's so nice.
He's like, good try, Jason.
Good try.
Like, damn near every call you make is a good call. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Way to go, Josh.
What's the alma mater?
Hey, Joshua, are your parents coming to watch practice today?
Hey, put the gloves on them. They're holding on like every play, but, you know, get the gloves on them. Before, that would be like, God damn it, you, mother.
He cut the guy on the spot.
Oh, my God.
Normally.
You know.
Nice job.
I mean, if you're going to hold on every damn play, I could get somebody else to do
it. There's nothing wrong with changing.
Yeah, I don't mind the change.
Some people are unable their whole entire lives to change. So.
It's so different, though. I'm looking
for... But we need to make it clear. He was with her for the final 2 years he was here.
I don't think it's the influence of her. I mean,
things have gotten much more serious, maybe I would say, in the last year.
Maybe he just doesn't care. Maybe he's got the gig.
Think about how bad...
According to sources, she was actually on emails when he was with the Patriots.
Think about how, ornery he was at times when we interviewed him. And now I can't. What's he gonna be? I feel like even after a loss, he'll be like, you know what? Hey, we gave it our best.
That's the right idea. It's close.
Good job on the split safeties.
Did you do your physics homework, Bill?
It's gonna take me a minute to get used to kind of seeing him like this. I mean, I'm all here for it. I can't wait to see them play. But he's just so, different as a coach now.
Nice job.
Thumbs up, Alex. Great job. Gave it a try. That's all we care about. All right, I like it. That's the new Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that is the new Bill.
Front office report with Craig Breslow coming up next.